Om Shanti. This evening, we have a Q&A session with Didi Nirmala. Personally, I'm really honored to have this opportunity to interview Didi. Through my experience, whenever I have a conversation with Didi, Didi has a very clean and clear intellect. She creates the space in my intellect and so that I can have a space to think about that issue. Means she makes me independent to think about it, but giving the principle of Baba's knowledge. So I think today she will be creating the space in all our intellect to think about the question, giving the foundation principle of Baba's knowledge. So I would like to go directly first question. How we can really, before that, thank you Didi for being with us. First question, how we can really develop discernment power? You are very detached. Therefore, we understand that you can easily discern the situation and apply the power. Didi, can you share your secret on this aspect?
Om Shanti. In order to need discerning power, one needs to have clean and clear intellect. And as we know, to have yoga power, we need to have this deep connection with Baba, soul consciousness, love solitude, so that we are able to connect with Baba. Because unless we disconnect from others, usually we connect with everything and every object because we love them, we are attached to them, and we have interest in them. If I have disinterest in the worldly things, if I am detached from my possessions, position, etc., I can easily connect with Baba, have discerning power, and then naturally we can make decision accurately. Because to make accurate decision, we need to have good connection with Baba, clear connection with Baba.
Thank you, Didi. So the next question is really connected to first question, is about the desire. So even though we have very clear Baba's Shurimat and Maryadas, sometimes we get confused emotionally in various situations, listening many mat from others and from all my voice. How we can be free from my desire and opinions from others?
I think really we have to be jnani and yogi. Because if we are jnani and yogi, not just knowing jnana, but implementing jnana, which means implementing Srimad and not allowing manmat. When we allow manmat, naturally that, or Paramat, because we listen to the opinion of others. So many times we listen to the opinions of others, we think in our own way, Manmat. And so I had to see that I am neither Manmat nor listen to Paramat, but just listen to Srimat. And secondly, I should give up my sanskar of talking to many people about decision making. Because many times, what we do is, if I'm not clear about what I want to do, we go to 10 people to check what we should do, what I should do, what I should not do. If at all I'm not clear, my aim should be to be meditation and try to get link with Baba, or at the most, I should go to senior instrument who has been in Jnan for few years and has clear understanding of Srimad. Then I will not follow Manmat and Paramat. And what I find many times, that no, we think, oh, I'm living in society, this is my family system and custom, I have to keep everybody happy. Baba says, don't give sorrow to anyone. So if I don't please my Lokits, they will have sorrow. So I must please them. But the thing is, Baba also says, keep everybody happy, but follow Srimad, that's first. Srimad is first. And you have to discern whether you want to keep happy these people or whether you want to follow Maryadas. And Baba says, many times you have to be Yukti-Yukt. Many times you have to speak white lies. Speak lies. Because you have to see whether by speaking lies you are really keeping peaceful life as well as you are following Baba's Srimad. So where you have to be Yukti-Yukt, whether you have to be sweet, whether you have to be strong and face opposition. Because Jnani path is have courage to face opposition. There will be always opposition. Especially if your Lokiks are not in Jnana. And even if your Lokiks are not in Jnana, you are in Alaukik family, even in Alaukik family, there are sometimes conflicting opinion, different opinion. So you need to be really detached and connection with Baba. And total disinterest for the old world.
Didi, this is connected to third question. But sometimes when we are really, really on my desire, Manmat, and I don't even realize that this is Manmat. And then what we can do at this case?
if I don't realize it's Manmat and still I follow Manmat, naturally there will not be success. So I won't have success in my task. And I will have definitely conflict with other people, especially Alaukik family. Because that's the speciality of Brahman life, that Alaukik family, even if they are from a different background, they are following Srimad, Brahman system, Maryadas. So they are going in one direction. And if I'm going in another direction because of my Manmat, there will be conflict.
Okay. When you watch the drama and situation, we can understand that's my Manmat. So third question is, when we make mistake, which is the correct way to reduce punishment, as Baba said in the today's Moli, the essence for Dharana, by telling truth to the judge, your punishment is reduced. So we can write to the letter to Baba or we need to speak to the senior.
So best way is to write to Baba. And remember Baba, in meditation, tell to Baba, write to Baba, and still if you are feeling guilty, then it's best to talk to seniors. Because many times it happens that by writing to Baba or telling to Baba, the souls are not feeling still light. They still feel heavy. So then, talk to seniors that this is what I have done. Because in many situations I find that by speaking, you really feel light and you get advice as to what to do, what not to do.
So for that, we need really honest heart and the faith in instrument, isn't it, Didi? So next question is...
And one thing is, first you have to realize you have done mistake. Because many times, unless we are introvert and checking ourselves, we don't know that I made mistake. And so we don't confess. So we had to be in Baba's remembrance.
So next question is about remembrance of Baba. I am first timer. My question is about remembering Baba. When I try to remember Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba comes to my mind because his image is very clear and strong, while Shiv Baba is just a point of light and not easy to keep in my mind. Is it okay to have Brahma Baba's image in my mind when remembering Shiv Baba?
Of course, it's Bap Dada. And especially when we have done bhakti, we are so much used to have human image. And that's why I can understand this first time of soul, because they have been doing so much bhakti. So Brahma Baba's image comes in mind. But at the same time, you have to remind yourself it's Bap and Dada, not only Baba, Brahma Baba, Bap and Dada, that Shiv Baba is within him. So you have to remember both. But it's fine to have Brahma Baba's image not to worry about it.
Thank you for clear answer. Next question is, during meditation, I often saw the seniors conducting meditation change their form into a different person. Not all the seniors, but often saw a sister changes into a brother's form. Why is this happening, and what should I do when that happens?
Om Shanti. Usually, what happens is, Mama often gives us the vision of the future birth of that soul, or sometimes it can be the vision of their special deity or Brahma Baba or seniors, because I remember once I was leading meditation in Australia, and it was first time I'm in public program. So at the end of the session, question answer in question answer or comments, somebody said, during meditation I saw about 50 images in 5 minutes, 50 images like slides, one after another. And they were all European and males or females. But so what does it mean? So I said, this may be your past incarnations, because I'm sure I haven't taken so many births in Europe or other countries. Practically none. So, because many times when I'm meditating, or I remember once Mohini Ben was leading meditation in UK, and at the end of the session they say, "Oh, I saw your guide." And he described Brahma Baba. And once I was leading a meditation in New Zealand, at the end, they say, I saw one old lady with round face, black hair. So next time when I went and show her senior's book, all dadis, she pointed out to Dhanki Dadi, I saw her. So sometimes, once I was leading meditation and somebody says, "Oh, I saw Confucius, Chinese god, who started one of the Chinese religion, Confucius." Sometimes they say, "I saw Christ." So the thing is, whoever they are, deities or prophets, they had been worshipping either this birth or past birth, sometimes Baba gives them that vision. So main aim, in the beginning there were so many visions, and everybody had vision, most of them had vision of Krishna through Brahma Baba. So the thing was, or some people had just face disappeared, just light. Whole body disappears, just light. Some people see our halos and all sorts of things. Especially, some are visual. And I know one of the organizations in New Zealand, what they do is, they have different colors. Vision of different colors. So when somebody is meditating, they see pink and purple or green or something light. And they say, okay, this is your quality. So the thing is, Baba gives vision. Means we should not be interested to have vision, or we should not be proud that we had vision, but just not get influenced. Neither feel sorry that why I'm seeing this, nor have intoxication that I've seen deities and all. So just thank Baba to give vision, especially if it is of your special deity or prophet souls.
Thank you, Didi. The next question is very interesting. What is the qualities of Pakka Brahmin?
Qualities of Pakka Brahmin.
Yeah. From Brahmin.
Pakka Brahmin.
What about their trait, behavior? To be a Pakka Brahmin, how much dedicated to service, how many times we need to share with the Brahmin family, etc.
A Pakka Brahmin, I would say Brahmin means study and teach. You know, many times Baba says, you are not Brahmin, you are not studying or teaching. The first quality you need, studying and teaching. Second, as a Pakka Brahmin, you have to be sattvic bhojan having, non-vegetarian, cooked by Brahmin, offered to Baba. That's diet. Third is celibacy. And fourth is that they have deep love for none but Baba. So study, pure diet, celibacy or complete vicelessness, and engage to Baba, love for none but one. These are the main four qualities that somebody has to be called Brahmin. Otherwise all are BKs. Baba says, we all human beings are Shiva Baba's children as well as Brahma Kumar Kumari, whether they are Christian, Muslims, Hindus, Jnani, Ajnani, because Brahma is father of the world, Prajapita. Not only father of Brahma Kumaris, but he is father of the all humanity. So he's the father of the world. So Brahman, BKs are all. But Brahman needs to have these four qualities. So their trait, sanskars, are pure. They follow Baba's maryadas, wake up early in the morning, study murli, be karma yogi. They follow all maryadas. Keep their chart, not give sorrow to anyone. So these are all traits and behavior. Service also doing, but not necessarily they must be doing, because some may have time or not. So even if they don't have time to do karma yoga or service through words, at least they will be serving through mind. Because in yoga, whether it's Amritvela or evening yoga, we spread vibrations. Whether every day or even once a week or at least once a month, we spread peaceful vibration in the world. So we are doing service, but not necessarily service through words.
Thank you, Didi. Next question. How can I transform from Brahmin to Pakka Brahmin? For example, I do Amritvela constantly, but if I miss it once, am I still could be considered a Pakka Brahmin? Also, in relation to the service, when I have a family or a job commitment, am I okay to say, no, I can't?
I think it's similar to first question. So, if you miss once in a while Amritvela, it doesn't mean you are not Pakka Brahma. Provided you don't miss single day Murli. If you miss Murli, as I say, then you are not Pakka Brahma. Service also, as I said, if you can do, well, yes, go ahead and do. But not your self-service is first priority. Then looking after the family and job is second priority. And third priority should be service of other people. Means karma yoga, center service, giving jnana yoga, etc. But if you don't have time, you should not put pressure on yourself or neglect your first two priorities, at least self-service and your family and your Laukik job. You should not neglect. You can say no, definitely.
Thank you, Didi, for a very clear answer. So, the service for the self, and then service for the family and Laukiks, and then service for others. Next question, is it necessary to wear fresh clothes for Murli every day? Because some souls say they only wear for 1 to 3 hours per day, and they wear them next day.
It's okay to wear the same clothes for 2 or 3 days. If you are wearing only 1 or 2 hours when they come to class, some of them, they wear whites only when they come to class, we go home and change into Laukiks. So it doesn't matter, it's fine, provided they haven't been associated with any dirty work or they haven't gone to long visit and not change them, that even otherwise we should not be allowed.
Okay, next question is about the food. If I eat the food outside, which is cooked by celibate vegetarian cook, is it okay to cook in Baba's kitchen? The so-called celibate vegetarian cook, she eats the food made by her married daughter.
Married daughter, if she is cooking non-vegetarian, then I should not eat. But if she is celibate, vegetarian, and eating only vegetarian food, if they are eating from restaurant or by other vegetarian food. It's fine, they cook in Baba's Bhandara. But if they are eating non-vegetarian, cooking non-vegetarian, or having non-vegetarian food in their even kitchen or mixed with other food, then I should not eat food cooked by them.
Didi, one more question in relation to this question. Then the Brahmins or mothers who live in their family, but they are totally vegetarian, but they don't offer bhog in their home, still they can cook in Baba's kitchen?
If they are all vegetarians, that is, she's eating vegetarian food, no non-vegetarian in their house, it's fine.
Thank you, Didi. Next question. Baba says to eat only what Baba has provided. However, many of us can only take the food in Madhuban for a while and need to supplement with other food as like fruit, nuts, biscuit, etc. Should we buy this food or should we ask for them from Baba's Bhandara? Or should we only have what is provided?
Thing is, if we have capacity to buy, you can buy, why not? Because nowadays, many BKs have all sorts of allergy. They can't eat this, they can't eat that, they can't eat that, etc. So naturally, they have to supplement with nuts, or they have to buy some their own food because general Bhandara may not provide them. So I think they can buy their own food. But what Dadi says is, whatever is offered as a bhog to Baba, we should not reject it. Even if we eat little bit, Baba's bhog must be eaten. And if you eat it with deep faith that this is Brahma Bhojan, then it will not affect your health. But eat, take little if you think you are not able to have it or digest it, or there is reaction. Apart from, some people have severe peanut allergy. And peanut allergy, I have known many cases, they die instantly even if they eat peanut butter. And so, if the bhan, like Thursday bhog in West, sometimes they add peanut. So naturally you should not eat. Or tolis sometimes has peanut. Or nuts that you are allergic, then don't eat it. Those food to which your body reacts severely, don't eat. But don't think that, oh, if I eat salty food, it will affect me. If I eat sweet, it will affect me. Even Baba, Brahma Baba had diabetes. If somebody used to offer or bring some toli with love and say, Baba, you eat it. So he will take only little bit of it. Or many times you might have seen Dadi Janki here. She takes little bit toli. She has also diabetes. She takes little toli, not more. So that's what you have to see. Don't be too fussy, but be cautious.
Thank you, Didi. this is about the question about service. How can we sustain new students in a better way? For example, those who have finished course and also new student for Mali class.
So in order to sustain new students, what we usually do is after finishing General Murali, because in General Murali, especially there are old students, they don't want too much explanation, not too much journey, because most of them are in hurry to go. So usually we finish in 45 minutes. And some of them had to rush even in half an hour because of job and that locked situation. So what, they don't want teacher's journey or explaining too much in detail. So what we do is, if teacher has time, because sometimes in the West, teachers are also rushing after Murali. So if teacher who is reading Murali, if she has time, or some of the senior teachers, either Santavasis or others, they should sit with the new students and see whether new students have any question, clarify them, or revise Murali with them, because that's what helps new students. Just as here also, no? Avyakt Murali was played. But then, the next evening, we had revision of that Avyakt Murali. And that helped a lot to many. And that's why it's very good to revise Murali. And now and again, sit with that new students and check with them, how are you going, how is everything, are there any questions, are there any obstacles in their life. Because sometimes they are shy to ask us. But by seeing their face, we should know whether they are absorbing Murali or not, whether they are clear about Murali or not. Because sometimes when they have some obstacles in their family life, they may not be so easy to communicate. So by checking now and again, we will be able to help them.
So Didi, our open heart, open attitude and bhavana towards new students will be very helpful for them. The next question is about karma philosophy. There are three kinds of karma, which is akarma, neutral karma, and sukarma, which is elevated karma, and vikarma, which has a negative effect on our karmic account. So Baba said in Golden Age, our action will be only akarma. It means we need to be performing our action in a akarma and sukarma level now. How we can create akarma and sukarma? And also, how do you know that your action was akarma or sukarma level? Can we know this through our feeling or through reaction of others?
Sukarma is good karma. Charitable karma is when we are helping others and giving happiness through body, mind, wealth. So in Satyug, there is only sukarma or akarma. Akarma means you are neither creating charitable karma, or you are neither helping anyone nor you are hurting anyone. Because in Satyug, everybody is happy. We don't need to give happiness to anyone. And so we are not doing charitable karma. And there are no vices. So we are not performing vikarma. So it's a neutral karma. Neither charitable karma nor impure karma or sinful karma or vikarma. So in Satyug, it's karma or as well as akarma, both. Because they perform good karma all the time. Because they are good, all of them are good. Now in Sangam Yug, that's a little bit difficult. Because in Sangam Yug, usually we are doing either charitable karma or vikarma. Little bit sukarma and akarma also. So all the three types of actions are there. So charitable, because everybody has desire to do service and they do it, the thoughts, words or actions. So we are all doing it to some extent or more extent. Vikarma also, because we are susceptible to our old sanskar, impure, our sanskar of vices, so we might be doing vikarma sometimes, because most of the people haven't conquered either anger or jealousy or carelessness or laziness. So in a gross form or subtle form, they might be performing vikarma. Now how do I know that my karma is charitable or vikarma? If I am doing charitable karma, the result will be, because I am helping someone, I'll be getting their blessings. By giving them happiness, I'm being happy. So my level of happiness will be there and I will not be unhappy or taking sorrow anymore. And if I'm doing vikarma, that will be thought, word, action, body, mind, wealth. I'll be suffering. So my suffering is either result of my present action or my past action. Because even past birth, we might be getting some sort of sorrow and suffering. But being knowledgeful, we should be able to realize whether whatever I've done is sukarma, charitable karma or vikarma present. Because my past birth, if I've done many, many charities, I'll be happy all the time here. But my level of intoxication should be rising as I keep on doing charitable karma. So see, my level of intoxication is rising or reducing.
Didi, then even though the soul is doing service but not having happiness, it means the maybe intention or...
It means there is either some impurity, body consciousness, or ego and expectation. Because if I'm expecting that everybody should appreciate me, and I'm not appreciated, And now and again somebody will say, oh, you have done this, you have done that wrong. So they point out my weakness. They wouldn't point out my good things. Then my ego will be hurt. I will be unhappy. So the thing is, if whilst doing service I am unhappy, it means there is some impurity in myself.
Thank you. The next question is, when Krishna is born, will the subtle form of Brahma still be in the subtle region?
As far as I believe, because Baba hasn't been clarifying it, but subtle form of Brahma will be there. Because even if Krishna is born, all Brahman souls haven't gone back to soul world. They are in advanced party or golden age. So everybody hasn't gone home. So what will happen? What will happen is that whilst people are going in subtle region, there will be Dharavraj. So they will be suffering from Dharavraj. So Baba many times says that Baba will be, Brahma will be then performing the role of Dharavraj. So it may not be in the form of Brahma, but it may be the form of Dharamraj in the subtle region.
So can we understand that Brahma Baba's soul, born as a Krishna, but still the soul will perform subtle parts as a Dharamraj? The next question is, Baba says, we will continue to meet him till the end, and at the end, we will meet in the subtle form. Does this mean meetings will have the form of the last meeting on the 8th of October?
The thing is, I don't think all the meeting will be like that. Some meeting, Dadi Gulzar may be present. Or some meeting, she may not be present physically in Madhavan. But as we see, or as we hear the experience of 8th October meeting, many souls felt when Avyakt Murli was played, they didn't feel that Baba was Avyakt, Baba was in Avyakt form. They felt Baba is still there. So we don't know of future. Future will reveal itself. We don't need to think too much about future. Whatever will happen will be good.
Be happy. The next question is connected to prior question. Dadi Gurja's health is not really good. If Dadi Gurja cannot be Baba's chariot anymore, then what will happen?
Don't worry. As in the previous question I said, there will be, Babas will make our state so powerful that we will feel whenever see that Avyakt Bab Dada on the screen, because we have got so many videos of Avyakt Bab Dada. And so as we become more Avyakt, even when we are listening Avyakt only, we may have feeling Baba is talking to me. So that's why we should not Think too much.
Okay, so the last question is, Didi, please advise one key formula to attain soul consciousness.
I think the key is, remind yourself, I'm a soul. So every now and again, check yourself. This is soul, I'm soul. I'm writing, I the soul am writing through my hand. I the soul name is listening through my ear. So every time we remind ourselves, I'm a soul. Because just as when babies all the time listen their name, people calling them by their name. So even if they are not speaking, there is so much understanding, even though those babies, that as soon as their name is spoken, they look at you. So the thing is, as we remind ourselves again and again, it will be easy to remain soul conscious. Om Shanti. So that was the last question. Om Shanti. And we will have 2 minutes meditation before we have Skype meeting with Mohini Ben. Is she going to talk for half an hour? Nearly half an hour. Okay. Whatever time.
Okay, thank you, Didi. Let's give a big hand to Didi. Om Shanti.
Yeah. Can you all hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Everyone can hear? Okay. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. I am very, very happy to be present in Gyan Sarovar in my angelic form. Even physically, I am not there, but every moment with my every thought, I feel myself present in Gyan Sarovar, in Madhuban, Pandabhavan. It's very, very interesting drama. And drama I find is very, very powerful. I know that when Baba says in Murli, that I am almighty, but drama is also almighty. I am almighty, but drama is also very powerful. And Baba himself says that I am also bound into the bondage of drama. And also how it is important to trust drama 100%. And that's what I had been trusting drama, watching drama, playing my part in drama. But it's very, very interesting time of celebration of Diwali. You all celebrated Diwali yesterday, and we are celebrating in a few days. And we thought that before we celebrate Diwali, we wanted to do some homework. And that homework was awakening the divinity within the self. And we discovered, it's very interesting, that even for Diwali they worship Lakshmi, which is considered to be goddess of wealth. But we found that Lakshmi has 21 forms, 21 Lakshmis. And actually I had never, I had heard little bit in childhood when I was in Path of Bhakti. They used to say An Lakshmi, Dhan Lakshmi, Dhanya Lakshmi, many kinds of Lakshmis. But when we did some research, we found that there are 21 forms of Lakshmi. And it's very interesting. We have posted it in one link website. If you all want to go in one link website and you can read it. So what we do that every day we take one form of Lakshmi. Because when Baba says that you have to become perfect, no? So perfection generally we say, that you should be completely pure, you should have all virtues and You share their own inner art, we call it color. So that's how we saw perfection. But now we see perfection being in Lakshmi's 21 forms, right? Like today's Lakshmi is called Sondriya Lakshmi, that radiant and bright and beautiful. And so we had been inspiring all the Brahmins, not only in USA, not only in North America, South America, but worldwide, that now everyone's face should have that radiant, should have that beauty of purity. So every day, yesterday was very interesting, like Bhagya Lakshmi. So it was very interesting to remind whole day one's own self that today I am image of this, today I am image of this. So I am sharing this, so still we have time. We're doing it until October 21st. Because Harmony House is completing 25 years, so we decided to do a big Diwali program. And we're creating all 21 Lakshmis. And every Lakshmi, especially eight ones, one has red costume, one has white, one has two lotus, one has elephant, and you know, every Lakshmi has a different symbols, different costumes. And it's really, really very, very beautiful homework. So I thought that I will share with you and tell you how much, even if, as I said, I never in my Brahmin life use the word I miss something, because we have to create instead of missing, no? So I can use the word I'm missing Madhuban, I'm missing meeting all of you. But then on other side, I immediately say, no, we have to create something. And so we are creating this, and we all are very, very happy to do this homework. And of course, we did put little late in one link, but it's very interesting if you all can look at it and join us in this homework. Confluence age, I feel, is not too long, because the world situation are really very, very critical. But also the nature, upheavals of nature, natural calamities in our area, USA and Caribbean islands, within 10 months there are 10 hurricanes. Just imagine, 10 months, 10 hurricanes. And islands are destroyed, like St. Martin, Puerto Rico, St. Thomas, and now there is a very, very wild fire in California. And they even don't know how many people have disappeared. At least few thousand houses have been completely changed to ashes. So world, no, Baba used to say that all elements will revolt. So earth is revolting by volcanoes, water is revolting. But it's not only that time of hurricane, but people don't have water to drink. Everything is very polluted. Sister Chandru from California was sharing that where the retreat center is, Anubhuti, they could see the black smoke. They could smell. People are suffocating. So natural calamities are really showing up with all the elements together. But also on the other side, world leaders are showing their power of firework, no? For them, bombs are like firework. Like little children, no, they show their, I have so many fireworks, I have so many. So they feel joy in displaying that. And that's what's happening. But because we know we are at confluence age, so we have to emerge our total divine sanskars now, and not a single sanskar of Kshatriya or warrior or silver age, no? we might not have sanskars of Copper Age or Iron Age, but still there are sanskars of little bit battling, inner conflict, external conflict, spending our thoughts and time, energy into very, very petty things, little things, or still chasing after fulfilling our some personal desires. So I feel that now is the time to go beyond all that, to withdraw from all that. And there should be this whole feeling of that, no, I have to move forward now and cross the boundary of Silver Age and Golden Age so that we can feel at Confluence Age, last part of Confluence Age, our divine form, our stage of perfection, and within the family also, godly love, spiritual love. No, I like the Murli when Baba said last Sunday or two Sundays before that bestower means cooperation. That whenever we see someone's sanskars, you don't try to collide with that person or be in conflict, but rather donate a virtue. And when you will donate a virtue or a power, then you mend the situation and you become master creator. So it's very, very interesting time for us as Brahmins, where time is that we have to serve constantly through our thoughts, words and actions. And actions you can do wherever you are, not far. Words, yes, maybe as we are doing it through our technology. But thought is most powerful. Doesn't require technology, doesn't require a place, but they reach worldwide. So every thought is of great value. Plus, one thing Brahmins have to do, we have to do everything but not look tired. Brother Marcelo, you look fresh, right? So what has to happen is, everyone's, I've been talking to Peace Village here, all over, wherever I'm able to talk on Skype, that everyone's aura should be visible now, the crown of light. It's all right when crown of jewels and all that, that's of Golden Age. We're not really waiting for that, are we? It's okay. If we have to wear, we will wear. But it's not we are looking forward for that. But there should be this aura where, you know, when people go to temples or they look at gods and goddesses in temple, we call it darshan or have vision of them. So every Brahmin now has to become darshaniya murat, image which grants vision to everyone in the world. Because these days when people come, they all have some problems, all. I don't see a single soul who has come doesn't have either relationship problem or internal problem or emotional problem or financial problem. Everyone. So now when they come, then instruments have to sit with them, listen to them, and then, you know, our thoughts also go towards that. But if you really become that image of divinity and your aura is visible, then they will say less things, you know. You don't go into stories and problems of the people all the time, spend time, you know, answering this, answering that. So our instruments also have to upgrade themselves. And that upgrading happens by creating this beautiful aura. And so what people notice as soon as come. So, of course, one thing I have done since 1 month as I had to take care of body, that I started doing some breathing exercises. And it's very, very interesting that when you're breathing exercises, you need so much focus. so much concentration and discipline, more than meditation. But when we ask Brahmins, do you walk? We ask Brahmins, do you do exercise? No, 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 we don't have time, right? Brahmins don't have time for exercise, and people don't have time for meditation, right? So it's same excuse. So it's very, very interesting when we're doing this. So what I found, that one sister, you know, her aura started appearing of calmness and kindness. You could see from her aura, because when you are giving little bit time to heal yourself through your own breath, through your own pure energy, then that halo, that purity emerges so clearly on our face. So I had been encouraging, and we are about 250 Brahmins now who we all do together on Skype or some way. And every Nivasi, after Murli, 15-20 minutes, they do it. And it's very, very interesting to see our calmness, our peace, our love, the beauty which emerges. When you are looking at me, do you think that I have any physical problem? I don't think so. Do you? No. I am happy, I am cheerful, I am healthy. My doctors always say, you are very young and healthy. So I said, what you mean young and healthy? So I think that's the energy we all have to keep, that even body might be settling something, but there is no battling, there is contentment, there is joy. So I encourage all Baba's children. Really, I want to see each one, as of course Baba wants us to see, or Dadis, that each one is very radiant, each one is very hello, hello is the crown of light is emerging, so that when souls come, they feel that they have, their desires are fulfilled, they got what they came for, they experience peace. And you will be surprised that people experience peace and love from the place, but sometimes not from the instruments. Though Baba also sometimes praises museum and his sacred spaces, because we meditate and we create Baba's presence in our places. So then people come and they experience that. But now each Brahmin has to be such a image of divinity, an image of where vision is granted. So I myself had been really, really enjoying these all spiritual practices and some of the physical practices. And so I encourage all the Brahmins, each one, all over. And I do take classes on Sunday, and it's on the live stream. And those who don't know live stream, it's always recorded. So you can share the churning, and we all can be together doing some homework. We are creating some homework for November, December, January, February. Because if we do homework, then when we are not in front of Baba necessarily in Shantivan, but we are always in front of Baba. No? Baba always is looking at us. And for me, I always feel Baba's eyes on me. And I feel that I have to fulfill Baba's all hopes and be ready in such a way that Baba makes me the instrument to serve the world. No, because there was a little interview between Niluben and Dadi Gulzar. So Niluben is asking Dadi Gulzar, who will reveal Baba? How will Baba be revealed? You know what Dadi Gulzar said? Gulzar's daddy said, we all will do it together. And she said, but how? How will it happen? She said, we all will have one thought, yoga together, then Baba will be revealed. It's not just one soul. Yes, this whole concept of Mike's soul will emerge, and Mike's soul will say, God has come. You know, but we all Brahmins, Baba's children, have to collectively create this energy. the presence of Baba through our image so that Baba is revealed. And I really liked Dadi Gulzar's answer when she said, who will reveal Baba? We all will do it. And how will all of the, we do it when we all are in good yoga. Like this morning's Murli of accurate yoga, no? So what is accurate remembrance? And so one last thought I want to share, which I have been practicing a lot, is when time is short, gradually Baba's part is, we're saying, is reducing. So before God leaves us or we get separate from God to play our next part, we should take everything from God, full inheritance, full powers. No, because Baba is still here. And when part will change, then we all will go together with Baba. So confluence says this short time is to take that personality of Baba. And personality of Baba, what is personality of Baba? Remover of sorrow, giver of happiness, purifier, liberator. Every divine act of Baba is Baba's personality. Because person is known by person's performance and action. So God is also known because of his divine acts. So it's not only, we say establishment, but for us it's not only establishment, that's Baba's task, but for us to become like Baba. So I really find it's a very auspicious time in last part of confluence age. Yes, of course we have to do service, we can keep doing projects and programs. But more than all that, integrate as much as possible this homework of awakening divinity within the self, creating our golden age, golden aura around us, and also increase our chart of remembrance. Every breath, every moment, and every thought is very, very important because we could earn unlimited income, so much so that we can share that income with the whole world. So I'm really, really very happy, and I know Jayanti Bhai and Brother Charlie, everyone wrote me nice emails and thought of me in RC meeting, and so I am also with all of you, as I said, in subtle form. And Sister Gayatri couldn't come this time. She's also kind of repairing her body. Sister Kala didn't come, so some or other, many of us couldn't come this year. So I want Gayatri went to say hello also. She's sitting next to me, and she will say hello. And I'm really, really very happy, and let's take cheer. So Gayatri Ben will also say hello. And very, very happy, and Brother Prashant and all brothers sitting in front, Brother Marcelo, want to thank you very much. And yeah, Prabhu Bhai is there, Prabhu Bhai, everyone. And I will suggest everyone to go in one link and look at this homework of 21 Lakshmis, right? Okay, now Sister Gayatri will say hello.
Hello, hi Marcelo. How are you? Como estas? Good, good. So Sister Moni gave you a beautiful class, and I'm sure you're all content. Prabhu Bhai, I could see you. And you must, I know that I've been receiving a lot of videos from celebrations, Diwali celebrations. So you must be enjoying Diwali, and you must all be light and happy. And so I just want to say happy Diwali, and continue to fill yourselves with light and with love. And as Sister Mohini said, that, there's Vani. Vani, maybe you could conduct an interview with Sister Mohini now.
It's
to get it going. But I can see you're quite blurry. I can't hear you. I wonder because the light is behind me. That's why.
On this side.
Yeah, the light is behind me. That's why she's going to pull the curtain and see if I get any clearer. Still there? A little darker. Okay, so what is good you're there. You're representing Sister Mohini nicely. So that's all for me. Just become the embodiment of all the 21 Lakshmis and celebrate. Now you see me a little bit clearer?
Much better.
Thank you for all your blessings and lots of love.
Come soon.
She's saying something. Yes, you're saying something, what do you mean?
Just come soon.
Can't hear.
Come soon. We all want you to come soon.
Come soon. We all want you to.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
You all are also invited to come to Peace Village and do some tapasya. Because it will be very soon, big snow, and when there is snow, it's very beautiful there, like subtle regions, and so you can also come there, and of course Madhuban is Madhuban. So I also want to say very, very happy Diwali to each one of you. So it's very, very nice that you all arrange. So now, as I said, that in my dreams I will be seeing Jansarovar Pandavavan. And thank you very much. It was really beautiful. Maybe Vadi can chant Om Shanti now.
Ah, Om Shanti.
You had been practicing?
No. Om Shanti.
No, let me say it. Let's
okay, she'll say.
Om Shanti. Say it again, all of us. Om Shanti. So take long breath, say it again. Om Shanti. If you all say every day 3 times like this, you will be healthy and happy and light. So next time when I come there, I will teach you all breathing exercises.
Oh, that's good.
Because
it's good, we will notice about that.
Someone said very nicely that yoga is for mind and body, no? And now I realize it, that how much we miss some of the things, you know. So it's not question of doing Hatha yoga, but breathing your own healing power. And we Brahmins rush, eat, rush, talk while eating. No, we have to be in silence and enjoy food, and lot of small practices can help us to increase our inner healing capacity. I like this, that breath is your healing capacity. And they say that soul will have only one companion until end, that is your breath. So if soul has to stay in the body, has to work with the breath. So it's very beautiful way. Actually, you know, Sujata does it, but she does little fast. And we have to do it very slowly and nicely. And so Om Shanti is our great mantra. It's very sacred, and also it creates lot of powerful vibrations and of course pure energy. Okay?
Okay. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Happy Diwali. Om Shanti. Shanti. Can we?
Can we have a moment of silence?
Yes.
Yes, one moment.